With me is Terry Johnson. He is a consultant helping lead the Western Swing of the Crop Tour. Terry, day one, we saw South Dakota crops and parts of Nebraska. What was the most surprising to you?
Well, I think the major significance of the tour this year versus last year, Emery, was the maturity. Last year we were seeing a lot of corn and soybeans not very far along for where we were at in the growing season, and was pleasantly surprised to find all but one of the cornfields today basically in dent, and all the soybeans basically done blooming and setting pods and well on their way. So I think that was probably one of the encouraging things, at least that we saw on the tour versus what we saw last year.
What we saw on day one compared to last year is this corn, we'll talk corn first, is it going to yield better than it did a year ago?
I think the South Dakota corn crop will yield better than it did last year. And the dry land samples that we saw today, I think, are going to be better than last year. Probably the disappointment, if there was one, as we worked south through the first day, was probably the stand in the irrigated fields wasn't as good population-wise. And talking to local producers, there were a combination of early hard rains, frost and hail that kind of cut down on the stands, and so we weren't getting the ear counts that we saw in some of the irrigated corn last year. So that would lead me to think that it might be at best about the same maybe as last year.
And along with those poor stands, did we see the hot weather in July affect pollination in the corn?
I would say that attributed, as we got into some of the better dry land fields, The potential was taken off there. We had 1.5 to 2 inch tip back on a lot of the years, and most of the agronomists, farmers we've talked to are attributing that to a very hot July.
How about the soybeans? You think they'll turn out at least what we saw today? Again, parts of South Dakota and Nebraska, will they turn out better than they did a year ago?
Well, as good or better. I mean, the pod counts are good. The stand is good. The plants are maturing nicely, and the pod counts are okay, and really not a lot of disease problems. We saw a lot of aphids out here last year, and that I just think the insect pressure isn't there that there was last year.
All right, very good. Today is day two as we cover the southern part of Nebraska and the western swing. Eastern swing will see the rest of Indiana and get into Illinois. We'll have more reports later. I'm Emery Cleveland reporting.